This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday. That's a good thing. I'm ready for a Friday. Anybody else ready for a Friday? I could use a Saturday. Could really use a Sunday. Yeah. Very good stuff. Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Going to get to your calls. Some guests a little later on. Joining us for this hour, Lisa Bradley and Cameron Cruz. They're co-founders of R Riveter. It is a company that was recently featured on ABC Shark Tank, and they're University of Mary grads. So it's a cool story. It really is. We'll tell you about that coming up on the program today. Jared Tufte is going to be here. Judge Jared Tufte will be here. And Judge Tufte is a Southeast Judicial District Court judge, but he's running for North Dakota Supreme Court. Talk a little bit about that. It's different when you're running for a position on the court. I think Supreme Court should be elected, don't you? When you love the U.S. Supreme Court justices like we do it, I think North Dakota has it right. We're going to talk about the loss of Antonin Scalia, but what his legacy will mean for men behind the bench, for, you know, men and women behind the bench, obviously, and folks in the judicial system, in law. Because I had a conversation with him recently, so it prompted this interview request. Incredible legacy that I think those of us that are not in the middle of law, don't know the law world well, wouldn't comprehend. I get the genius of Antonin Scalia simply from the standpoint of how he voted on the court, right? And his writings and his originalist viewpoint. That I get, but I don't get how that ripples down and the effects and precedents and all that. So we'll find out coming up on the program today. We call What's on Your Mind. I'll be in Dickinson tomorrow. It's glad to see that the North Dakota Oil Can program recognized the good work of the Dickinson API and a lot of folks coming together. We had guests from MBI Energy Services, one of our fine sponsors. Tiffany Steiner was on. Tiffany's been working hard on this, as has the folks from Wyoming Casing. And we just really, a lot of companies come together and they asked if I'd be a celebrity judge, so I'm going to go have some gumbo tomorrow. So come on out, big party tomorrow in Dickinson at the, it's actually now the Motel 6. Used to be the Quality Inn, new signs up, Motel 6 there in Dickinson. See you there tomorrow night. Okay? Should be great fun. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at MyPillow and B-Mobile. And also, before I get to our calls here, need to tell you that we have seats remaining on that fun bus to see the Minnesota Wild. And they're hot again. They've won three in a row. And that was on the road. And they're coming home. So what we're doing is honoring vets and we're honoring law enforcement officials and have really had a neat thing happen with this trip. But we have more people who've been wanting to donate. Hey, you know, let me buy one of those seats and give it to a law enforcement officer. We've had more of those than we've had law enforcement officers. So we are honestly looking for folks in law enforcement and veterans that want a free trip down to the Twin Cities on a bus, courtesy of some very generous folks. So it's a really neat deal. And I love putting those two together. It's been great fun. If you're interested, it's a week from Sunday, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. Let's go to Ellendale, North Dakota, and Carl is on the phone. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind?
Good morning, son, and thank you for having my call. I'm trying to be as calm as I can. The society as we know it is really in a downward spiral, and it's all because we deny Christ. And the Pope, for the Pope to come out and deny and say that Trump's not a Christian goes to the very heart of the matter, because he himself, the Pope, denies the first 40-plus verses of the Scripture, and they eliminate out of the Catholic Bible their text that they have in the Vatican several chapters of the Bible. And Romans chapter 1 clearly teaches that whenever we deny Christ as Creator God, who he said he was, in John 1, he said it, that he created all things, and so...
Carl, can I ask you a favor? I think it's better if we don't debate, you know, which religion is better than the other related to what, you know, what books in the Bible or any of that today.
That's the problem. That's the whole problem.
Well, but I'd rather go back to where you started on this. Where you're starting is, again, what I've been trying to say from the beginning of this program, and probably not well, that if we rely on the mainstream media and their version of, in this case, the Pope versus Donald Trump, to have told us everything accurately, the conclusion some people have drawn, I would have drawn too. When I first heard it, I was most upset that the headline or whatever I saw or read or heard suggested that the Pope said he was questioning the faith of Donald Trump. I thought, why would the Pope question the faith of Donald Trump? I can't. And then I went and found out he did nothing of the sort. And so we rely on the media, and then we get mad about what the media says. So, and that has led you down a whole, you know, path of something we don't have time to get into today. But, you know, that's what's so unfortunate here. Because, again, for one, he didn't even name Donald Trump by name. The reporter asked, you know, some opinions. And then what he went on to say is, it is unchristian. I can read you the exact quote here, if I can find it. A person who thinks only about building walls, I'm quoting the Pope now, a person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian. He added, I say only that this man is not Christian if he has said things like that. And in this, I give the benefit of the doubt. Now, is that a little bit different than what we've been hearing that supposedly the Pope said about Donald Trump?
Yeah, I agree that's different.
You bet it is.
And the lady that called before me was spot on. And however, I see the world in the situation that we're in, and it comes from denying Christ. And that's my big contention about the whole thing.
Well, I think you and the Pope would be blood brothers in that world, in that worry. You know, that's my point. And I think what a lot of this stuff does, a lot of this noise gets us going down a bunch of different places, you know, going down a rabbit trail that divides and everything else. So
all right.
Appreciate the call very much. Carl, thanks a lot. Roll that call that came in during the break too, Todd, if you would. The 226 call. Do I need to play? I can, I guess. I think I have.
Comment about the Pope. Well, we know that he's a liberal Pope. We know that by his shared opinion on climate change. It seems to me that he shares a lot of the same view as our president concerning open borders and that. And it's easy to give away something that doesn't belong to you. He's like saying, Scott, why don't you go out to this ranch out here and grab a couple acres. He's got plenty. He's not going to miss a couple. And it's kind of like that. You know, he can be over there and not be.
It just sort of ends there somehow.
Well, that's it. Okay. I totally get what he's saying. And again, I would agree. And if anybody's advocating that, hey, my ranch is your ranch, my cows are your cows, I would say, whoa, wait a minute. Now, on the other hand, What are we taught by the good book? But that's up to us. That's not for somebody else to say, I'll just take that, you know. And he doesn't. And that's my point. He doesn't. This is tough stuff. But if every time there's a story that ticks you off about anybody, take the time to find the actual transcript, which more often than not you can, or hear it yourself, very often there's a very different story. That's not to say the Pope is not pushing the envelope. And I don't always agree with it. You know, it's that, okay, the theologians over here, but he's a teacher. He is a teacher first and foremost, and he is going to push that envelope a little bit. All right, let's see here. What else? We got a bunch of texts that have been piling up, and I do want to get to you. Scott, wow, you're really, I read that one already, didn't I? Todd, ask Scott how many refugees from Syria in the Vatican take in. Does the Vatican take in? I assume he meant to say, or she. You know, exactly. Now, I would argue with you that per square foot of Vatican versus, you know, any other country, the Vatican probably does more for Syrian refugees and other refugees than any country on earth. Okay? But to actually say, go ahead and live here, you know, amongst me, and I don't know whether or not you mean me harm or not. Absolutely, you're right. I agree with that criticism. In regards to the Pope's comment, I suppose we will see bridges being built over the Vatican wall in the near future. Well, again, their bridge is outreach. They've already got the bridge. They're doing that. They're in every corner of the world. They are. In fact, I learned this actually from a friend that worked at the Vatican Embassy. The intelligence system that they have rivals the CIA or any in the world. And they don't necessarily use it for, you know, who's trying to kill who, but there's some of that. And that goes back to Pope John Paul and his help during the Cold War with Ronald Reagan. They still stood shoulder to shoulder during that time. But where bad things are going to happen, they put resources, you know, and they do that. So they are caring for people. They do that. They put their money where their mouth is in that regard. But before you get too critical, and this is good on not only this story but any, just make sure you're getting the facts of what actually was said. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Nothing better. Listen close. Listen close now, folks. Here you go.
I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
On my Silverado grill. See, that's how it works. Texas, they do El Dorado grills with the horns. In North Dakota, our part of the world, it's Silverado Grill with those horns. That's, of course, the music of Big and Rich. They're going to be in the Bud Light Grandstand Friday, July 15th at the Red River Valley Fair. And they're going to be lost in the moment. Right? And saving the horse and riding a cowboy. Love that country duo, Big and Rich. Hope you make plans to be at the Red River Valley Fair, West Fargo, North Dakota, the Bud Light Grandstand. As grandstands goes, I kind of like the idea of a Bud Light Grandstand. I don't know about you. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that it's Friday. Let's see. We have a couple of guests waiting to chat about some really cool stuff they did on the ABC show Shark Tank, but a couple of calls have been waiting to get in. Let me just roll the calls that came in during the break, and then we'll chat with our guests on what's on your mind.
I think the problem with the with what just happened with Trump and the Pope and everything isn't just what just happened. The Pope, since the white smoke came out of the chimney, has been anti-capitalist, pro-communist, pro-socialism. Hurry for me and da-da, do as I say. You know what? Instead of standing on the Mexican side of our border and giving us a hard time for not letting in everybody in the world that wants to come here without asking any questions, okay, maybe you should consider the fact that on a rolling average, the United States takes in 70% of the world's immigrants, okay, and no one touches us for our charitable, works throughout the world. And maybe you should think about that as he flies home to the Vatican, which is, oh, by the way, got walls around it.
Right.
Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, I would ask the caller, did you hear the Pope say everything you suggested that he said? You didn't. What you did hear is some version of that said by somebody else about what he said in the media. And that is my only point, and I feel like a broken record today. Because none of what you suggested is what he's espousing. Now, he goes further than I would sometimes to advocate for things, but it is all in the teaching of the church and reaching out. And the charitable part, you're exactly right about the United States, so is the church. They're partners in that. They have the like mind. So all I'm saying is take the time to make sure you're being told a straight story. One more quick call. Roll that.
I should say this amazes me, but I'm never surprised by anything that Obama does. This guy can make time to go see Raul Castro, but he can't make time to go to Justice Scalia's funeral. I mean, this is something called respect, something that I see that Obama has very little of. So he sent the vice president. He's always sending somebody else, but he will never show up because that's what he is. And it's really a shame, too, that a leader of our country acts like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Robust debate about that on my Facebook page right now. Many folks saying, good, I don't want him there. Of course he wouldn't be there. He's very different. He's a liberal and Scalia was a conservative. Why would he go? It'd be just phony respect anyway. I disagree. I'm with this caller. I'm it's hard to be disappointed anew by this president, but I am. I don't even know how he can find a new low, but he has. When you have this. And somebody said, oh, he's going to the wake. It's so petty. It's unbelievable. So don't disagree. Appreciate the call. Let me welcome Lisa Bradley, Cameron Cruz, the co-founders of R Riveter. Remember Rosie the Riveter? That's the spirit of the name they have chosen here. And they were recently on Shark Tank on ABC. Lisa is a University of Mary grad. Cameron wishes he was. But they're both here on the fine program we call What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having us on.
Cameron, how are you doing?
Hello, yes.
Glad to have you here. This is really, really cool. So, first of all, I want to plug for our Riveter. Tell us a little bit about the history behind the name and the company and how it came to be.
No problem, yeah. So, like you mentioned, our Riveter is named after Rosie the Riveter, and she really embodies so much about what our company stands for. Empowering women, women's right to work, and doing your part for your country. And we're modern-day Rosies, and what we do now is we offer mobile income for military spouses across the country. So they're making the parts and pieces to our handbag line. And so we have a military spouse in Colorado that hats and dyes support tags that go on our bag. We have another self in New York that cuts and sews the liner. And then all those parts and pieces are shipped to North Carolina where they're assembled into our handbag collection.
And this, you know, anybody that is family in World War II or World War II vets that we're blessed to still have with us, they remember our Riveter very well, Rosie the Riveter very well. So that's a really cool idea. So what
yeah,
was it
definitely
like?
Our tribute to them and what they've done for our country. So
that's awesome.
Company, company
yeah.
Up there at least.
So talk about the Shark Tank experience. How was it?
Shark Tank was amazing. Definitely scary going into it, but just even from the beginning of the process, it's done so much for our company. The preparation for it took us to a whole new level. Shark Tank companies, whether you get a deal or not, really propels your company 5 years into the future. So we were having conversations about finance and scaling that we probably wouldn't be having for multiple years, even before we walked into the tank. The experience in the tank is so much like just on TV. They do a great job. The real experience matching what viewers at home are seeing, and it was an incredible experience.
So, Cameron, you know, explain what being on the show and getting the funds from the show means for the company.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's so being on the show for us was an incredible platform to not only tell our story, but to empower so many other military spouses. Really, our whole the community that we're building is just as important as the company that we're building. And using the Shark Tank platform to tell that story has been incredible.
Really? And so, in other words, pre-Shark Tank, the phone rings 10 times a day. Post-show, it rings 100 times a day or what?
Exactly, yeah. And, Lauren, you mentioned about the funds as well. We grew the company the good old American way where we're military families. We didn't have a huge amount of means to start a company. And so we literally started this company in Cameron's attic, and we just were able to put $2,000 on credit card in order to buy a sewing machine that the original Rosie the River was probably using. So all the operations were done on one sewing machine at the time up until Shark Tank. And so we really went in there to tell our story, but also the funds in order to grow our company.
It's
to the
so
point
awesome.
Where we're helping more military spouses.
So how do I buy one of these beautiful handbags for my lovely spouse and others?
We can definitely help you find it. It's ourriveter.com. So remember Rosie the Riveter, and you go ourriveter.com.
You have a phone number, too?
We are experiencing such high customer service because of Shark Tank that we do have a phone number, but the best way to get a hold of our customer service team is sales@ourriveter.com.
Or to email sales@ourriveter.com. Yeah, or go ourriveter.com. Hey, good luck, ladies. This is really awesome. Congratulations on all the success, and we'll continue to follow it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
To be or not to be. Remember, I think of that, I think of my high school English teacher, Claude Jook. Only guy on the planet that could make me love Shakespeare. But anyway, that isn't what I was wanting to talk about. Shakespeare, I want to talk about be mobile. Get it? To be or not to be. You have a choice. And right now, to be mobile and be part of the Verizon family could net you $650 to get you out of your current contract. No kidding! That's what you get when you work with a local family-owned company like B-Mobile. Now's the time to join. Get you unstuck from your current carrier. Visit B-Mobile. All the details are in the store. They're everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, beyond. They have locations across North Dakota, Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. 27 before the top of the hour. As we speak, texts are pouring in that we've not had a chance to read on the air today. A lot of calls, a busy program, but here's a text before we go to our next guest. Great topics and conversations today, Scott, and compliments to your call-in participants. Wow. Could not agree anymore, and that just makes my Friday right there. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We're just trying to talk about what you're talking about. Want to have a conversation, not a shout fest, not tell you what to think, just, you know, a dialogue, and appreciate it very much. So, thanks. Remember, if you get the itch on a particular topic or comment or something you want to say, and we're not on the air, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline works. 855-200-1776. By pressing extension 1, you leave a message. Anytime, day or night. And we honestly really appreciate your opinion. So, hey, get somebody on to talk about the sheriff and captain up there in Ward County charged in connection with the death of an inmate, operation of the jail. We'd like you to see, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of things you can put in. That happened, by the way. It's been in the news for a while. It goes back to the death of Dustin Irwin in Mandaree back in October of 2014. But criminal charges today have been filed against the sheriff, Steve Kukowski, and Captain Michael Nelson, in connection with the death of an inmate who'd been in their care since 2014. So that one is going to be dominating the news in that part of the world in North Dakota, as it should. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia lies in state at the U.S. Supreme Court at this hour. Our next guest is going to join me to talk a little bit about that and his run for the North Dakota Supreme Court. Judge Jared Tufte, Southeast Judicial District Court Judge, joins us on our Newsmaker line today. Judge Tufte, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Scott. Good to be with you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
as you said, I'm a district court judge right now, and we serve in our district 14 counties in rural southeast North Dakota. Those courts hear all kinds of different cases, from traffic and custody to criminal cases and business disputes between corporations and individuals. Good variety of cases, and it's a wonderful part of the state to work in.
You have decided to put your name in the hat, and I believe running currently unopposed for a position on the North Dakota Supreme Court. Why that next move? What's motivating you to serve on the highest court in North Dakota?
Well, you know, at the end of last year, Justice Dale Sandstrom announced that he was going to finish out his 10-year term and would not run for re-election this year, so that made an open seat, and it has been a very long time since we've had an open seat on that court. I think anytime an opportunity like this comes up, those folks that might have the right experience have to stop and consider whether it's a good fit for them, because, of course, you know, opportunities on courts don't come along on a scheduled basis, and so I had to talk with some people, certainly first my wife and then some other friends and associates that I've worked with, and talk to them about what a statewide campaign might mean, and to get a sense of whether I might have support across the state to make a run like this. And so I've heard a lot of good feedback from people, and I feel like my background, not just as a judge, but as a prosecutor and as somebody who's worked in the executive branch, working for the governor, I've got exactly the right mix that I think will serve me well if I am permitted to serve the state on that court.
You were in the news not long ago for attending some conventions, and I understand you've gone to both party conventions just to introduce yourself, and some people saw that as inappropriate. What are the rules when you're running for a Supreme Court position, or for that matter, any judicial position in North Dakota? Are you held to some different standards?
Well, we are, and I think because we don't often have contested judicial races, people aren't as used to seeing judges out meeting voters and explaining why they're running and what their experience is. And so, as you said, yes, I've been going to some political conventions, the district meetings that both the Democrats and the Republicans have. Of course, I also go to co-op meetings, and I'll be at parades, and I'll do some of the other things that we're used to seeing candidates do. The questions arose because the Republican conventions all started approximately a month before the Democrat district conventions, and so I think people asked, well, if this is a nonpartisan race, which it is, how is it that you can go to partisan events without having this perception that there's a partisan affiliation? And so I just had to make clear that our rules, called the Code of Judicial Conduct, say right in the rule that judges and judicial candidates can speak about their candidacy, and that's, as the rule states, whether or not at events sponsored by political organizations. So there's precedent for it. Judges and judicial candidates have gone to those district conventions and state conventions before. I think it's just been a while, and so people ask the question, and once I explained how the rules work and how I've, at each of those events, explain that I'm a nonpartisan candidate, and generally I go at the end to make a clear distinction between the folks that are there seeking a party endorsement and myself, who's there on a nonpartisan basis. People understand, and they generally appreciate the chance to meet in person somebody who wants to be a judge, because they're not used to doing that.
Until I chatted with you a little bit the other day in arranging this interview, didn't understand the impacts of somebody like Antonin Scalia on all kinds of courts. And again, if I'm asking you something that I shouldn't be asking you related to what you're able to answer, feel free to tell me you can't answer it. But I'm curious. I want to know whether or not I support somebody that they believe that. And are you a originalist? Are you a federalist? Are you interested in simply interpreting what the Constitution meant and then trying to apply it to what laws have been passed? Or are you, you know, looking for ways to have that be a living, breathing document and fit things from the legislative side into the judicial side? And you mentioned to me that Antonin Scalia's work permeates pretty much everything you do and other courts do as well. First of all, your viewpoint on Scalia, would you be a Scalia-like judge?
I don't think it's the right framework to say I'll be like this judge or I'll be like that judge. But in terms of what his legacy is, I think you could say he was one of the first and certainly one of the most important judges who followed the mode that we call originalism. And what that means in non-lawyer terms is you look back to when a constitutional provision was enacted. And so for the Bill of Rights, that was back in 1789. And for the 14th Amendment, that was back in the Civil War era. And you look at what are the words that were enacted and put in the Constitution, and then what would an ordinary person having a typical educational background and experience understand those words to mean? And so that's sometimes just boiled down to original public meaning, mode of interpretation. Scalia started on the court in 1986, and after these nearly 30 years now, it's not just him that takes that approach. And so his philosophy, his mode of interpretation has really become a lot more widespread. And even folks that don't agree with him on judicial decisions often adopt that mode of looking to the historical understanding of provisions. I think Justice Scalia would have said that that's what the rule of law has to mean. If a constitutional provision is enacted, it doesn't evolve and change with the times. He would contrast that with what some call a living constitution, where we get to interpret a constitutional provision according to popular political views that may change over time, rather than going through the difficult amendment process to amend a constitution if we want the meaning to change. Certainly, it's a lot easier to get 5 votes on out of 9 on the U.S. Supreme Court than it is to get 2/3 of Congress and 3/4 of the states to change a constitutional provision.
So that way of thinking that has permeated everything, would you say, has made courts, in other words, will his impact live on in getting more and more judges to come at it from that perspective as an originalist?
I think it has really gotten a lot more widespread. It's certainly not universal, but it's almost ironic that if more judges followed his approach, that the Constitution is, the meaning of those provisions are more or less fixed as the time that they're enacted, there wouldn't be this heated political debate about judicial selection, whether that's by a presidential appointment in the federal system or occasionally in the states by governor's appointment or in elections in states like North Dakota that have elected judges. If more people were confident that judges should be evaluated not on whether they share my views on contested social matters, but whether they're just going to faithfully follow the text of the statutes and the original meaning of the constitutions, that fear of being ruled by judges would be diffused, and I think we wouldn't have quite the heated debate that's now beginning with the vacancy that Justice Scalia's death has created.
And that's at every level of court.
Well, that is. Of course, it gets a lot more attention with the blockbuster cases that come out of the U.S. Supreme Court every June. But our state courts are important to the people that appear in those courts, and our state Supreme Court is the last word on what the North Dakota Constitution means. When they make a ruling as to what a provision in the North Dakota Constitution means, there's no appeal from that. The U.S. Supreme Court doesn't get to second-guess the state Supreme Court as to what our state Constitution means.
Very interesting.
Jerry, so really people ought
to. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, people ought to consider what a judge's philosophy and their approach is.
You bet.
Much more closely.
Absolutely. And that's what I hope is one lasting legacy of his death, honestly, at this point in time, and certainly this race. Jared, thanks so much. Judge Jared Tufte today with us on What's on Your Mind, Southeast Judicial District Court judge and also a candidate for the North Dakota Supreme Court as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Board Director Mike Appert of Hazleton. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 12th through the 15th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses of soy and fish diets, and visit shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 30th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Did you receive your full ARC payment? Are you sure? Join Progressive Ag Law for free sessions in Lisbon on the 22nd, Edgley and Napoleon on the 23rd, Hebron and Minot on the 24th, Devil's Lake and Northwood on the 25th, or Castleton on the 26th to learn if you are underpaid, what you can do about it, and how to prevent it from happening ever again. Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for locations and times of meetings. The surveys failed. The RMA and FSA differ. Farmers join a national legal team to fix it. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com has details on the meetings February 22nd through the 26th in North Dakota. Don't miss it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My friends at Polar Service Center wanted me to tell you about some great opportunities they have at Polar Service Center locations that are outside of North Dakota. And they have had some incredible response from our program and filling positions in Killdeer and Williston and are rock solid. They've been adding locations, adding people, doing bumper-to-bumper work on trucks, trailers, the whole works. Of course, Polar is a tank trailer manufacturer, and they have tank trailer facilities. Maintenance facilities, service centers all around the country, North America, actually, about 30 of them. And so they've expanded, which is, at odds with a lot of the headlines. Read, oh, layoffs coming, things are shrinking, people shutting down, oh, closing up shop, going out of business, please. It's a difficult time in the oil industry. There's no doubt about it. Oil prices at where they are not fun for anybody, and it is going to mean tough times for probably the remainder of this year into next, but it's not the end of the world. It's things coming down from incredible highs is what it does. And the folks at Polar Service Center are testament to that exact thing. They called and said, we need some tank trailer mechanics and service technicians out in Sacramento, California. We'll pay up to $32 an hour, all the benefits. It's a great company. If you have anybody interested, have them call us. Terry's the guy at 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Meanwhile, stop and see him at Polar Service Center. Their location's in Kildare, top of the hill, 22, in Williston, Highway 2, just a little bit to the east of town, out there by the Love's Truck Stop, Peterbilt, the Ramada. Okay? Final segment on What's on Your Mind Friday. Tell me what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Rick and Mina, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
I just think it's amazing how dishonest everybody twists everything, from the media to the candidates. There's no straight answers, and they don't, like the Hillary conversation where she was asked if she's an honest person, that she ever lied. They beat her on the bush. It's just crazy. People would have more respect for people if they just said, this is what I believe, this is what I'll stand for, trust me on this, et cetera, et cetera. But they wash.
Yeah, I agree. I've said that publicly about the governor's race in North Dakota because you have people all over the map on some issues that are very important to North Dakotans. I want to know, where are you at? You know, one day Rick Becker is, voting against pro-life legislation, the next day is pro-life. Just tell me where you're at. Don't go somewhere because it helps you politically, right? And Doug Burgum won't answer the question, pro-choice or pro-life. Neither. Ah, come on! You're not being honest with me. And I want to know. Now, I think in Doug's case, I don't know that he has a firm, solid position on it. But he needs to find one and tell us what it is, right? Because he told me one point, Scott, I don't talk about this stuff in 30 years of business. Well, you're in politics now. You know, people are going to ask you. You need to know, you know, and... So it's, and Wayne Stengem sort of defers to his church. Tell me what your heart says. Yes or no, I'll live with the answer and decide accordingly. But you can't dance around it.
The people have the answers. They do. They're just afraid to give it because it's going to lose votes. That's what it is.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Rick. And your first point on the media, they're the real culprit. Because even if somebody has clearly put out what their position is, they'll twist and distort that. And that's what's going on in this Trump. I don't think Trump or the Pope have been perfect in this back and forth on immigration. You know what I want as a voter, as a red-blooded voter of the I want a solution to the problem. And I want to roll the sleeves and say, figure it out. And now the Pope, to his credit, is down in Mexico saying, you are wrong, Mexican government. You're creating this. That's not reported anywhere. I wonder why. Because it's disagrees with the media, you know exactly, but that's what I want from both of them. Said we get this back and forth, and well, if he said that, I'm going to say this about him, and you know, so I'm with you. I share the sentiment, Rick, and I appreciate the call. Let's see here. We have some texts that I have not had a chance to get to. Here's one. Hi, Todd. Last week, Scott said that Rick Becker had made nearly every member of the legislature mad at him, and I'd like him to explain what it means. Is it because he does a good job of telling the truth about the state budget and the Constitution? Also, do we know who Wayne Stengem might possibly appoint as his replacement as Attorney General if he's elected as governor? He has done such a good job of fighting federal overreach as Attorney General that I would hope we would get a replacement that is least as good as he is. So, on the first question, I've heard from enough legislators upset with Rick Becker that I believe I made a fair statement. Now, why did they make it? I think when you say the problem is those guys, not me, when you were one of them, that might not exactly endear you to folks. Now, is he a little different politically than the majority of maybe the Republican caucus? I'd say yes. You know, I would say yes. But effective is an important consideration, too. So folks need to take that into consideration. On the Attorney General replacement, if Wayne Stengem is governor, haven't asked the Attorney General about that. Maybe we should. I would guess he would answer, that's getting the cart before the horse, right? Because you're not doing that until you're elected. And you start doing that, it looks like. Now, the Democrats have suggested all kinds of people, you know, that they think would be appropriate. But what's this other text we had, Todd, with somebody that sent us a list of people that had been helped from an organ donation from someone that they had... you have that list in front of you? We're not going to have time for this, are we? It was a good email. or I think it was a text. I don't see it. We honestly had so many today, I couldn't quite keep up with all of them. But, oh, here it is. Here, yeah. Randy Holm died 2.5 years ago and donated all kinds of things. He sent us the list, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the pancreas, the tissue, sort of where we started today on the program. So pretty cool. Thank you for sending that as well. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you at the Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson tomorrow night.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bjørn Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. Phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along. Still hear the tankers playing in the
summertime. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.